We're talking with Liz Moran, who helps coordinate environmental issues for NYPIR, the New York Public Interest Research Group. And last week, NYPIR and other environmental activists won a big victory when this ban on plastic bags that was supposed to take effect in March, the courts ruled that it was a legal law, and now it's going to go into effect in next month. So, you know, Liz, how do you feel about the victory? And, you know, if you're somebody, you know, living here in Troy or the Capital District, what should you be looking out for in terms of the plastic bag law?
Yeah, this is such an important win and makes so much sense. So the court ruled that New York State's plastic bag ban is legal. The state has the authority to be banning plastic bags, which makes total sense. So now it's really important that New York State moves forward and finally enforces this law. So we've been fortunate that a number of large businesses have been complying regardless of DEC not enforcing. But there have also been a number of businesses that continue to distribute plastic bags. Here in the Capital Region, Hannaford seems to be a big violator of this law. So in the next month, thankfully, after this lawsuit was finally ruled upon, DEC said they're going to be enforcing the law. So in the next month, they're going to be enforcing this. But that said, residents of the Capital Region should really be on the lookout. Report to DEC, call any businesses, call business owners to let them know that they should be adhering to the New York State plastic bag ban. And then, of course, folks should remember to bring their reusables. They're very easy to DIY. This is going to be great. We're going to see so much less plastic pollution in the Capital Region and across the state.
Now, you know, both Troy and Albany, I mean Albany County, have passed, you know, some, you know, next steps on trying to reduce the use of plastic bags. And at least in Troy, I believe Albany also put in a fee on paper bags. What do we need to do to get those laws enforced now that the state law is going into effect? And what else can be done at the local level to try to deal with plastic?
That's a great point. So an important component to incentivize consumers to bring reusable bags is by having a fee on paper bags. Paper bags are also have negative environmental impact. I think a lot of people forget that because they are compostable, that they still have a negative carbon footprint. They require a lot of water to produce, and of course, the cutting down of trees. So paper is not a good alternative to plastic bags. So the New York State plastic bag ban allows localities to adopt fees on paper bags. So Troy and Albany have done this, but other municipalities should really do so as well. And those local governments should be doing everything in their power to make sure that businesses are complying and charging that 5 cents for the paper bags. So there have been a lot of local movements to get these kinds of laws in place and also to push for next steps on plastics. So it'll be important for interested communities and interested residents to talk to their local elected officials and push for laws like this in their communities. There are a number of templates because these laws have been passed. So this is a great next step that people can start to move towards in this process.
Now, when this law is passed at the state level, you know, the law said all plastic, you know, bags, you know, were banned other than the little thin ones you use, say when you get in your veggies at the produce aisle. But somehow the DEC regulations came up with this idea that a thicker plastic bag, I think like 10 millimeter or something, you know, was okay. How did that come about? And, you know, what did the judge say about what the Cuomo administration was trying to do there?
Right. This was an industry opposition point. So the argument from plastic manufacturers was plastic is used in reusable bags all the time. And, you know, we have to make clear that plastic reusable bags can still be given out. So DEC, as a giveaway to industry concerns, said, okay, we're going to create a thickness for what can be considered a single-use bag versus a reusable bag. And they use 10 mils. And their argument was, oh, industry doesn't create bags that thick. It's going to be fine. But there are a number of flaws with that argument. And ultimately, the court agreed that that wasn't in DEC's purview. The initial law already has a definition of plastic bags, and DEC sought to redefine that definition in its regulations. So the court rightfully ruled that is out of bounds. So there is no longer a thickness provision. So we're not going to see thicker but similar flimsy bags being given out at grocery stores now.
Well, that's good. So what's the next step at the state level in terms of how do we curb this use of single-use plastics?
Great question. There is so much more that New York State needs to do and that localities can take on to continue making progress to curb the tide of plastic pollution. There are billions of tons of, or millions of tons of plastic waste that goes in our oceans every year. And we have to address anything we can. So a number of localities are adopting things like upon request straw laws, where a straw isn't just given out at a restaurant, you have to ask for it. New York State should adopt that policy statewide. California has already done this. We also have to start reducing how many plastic bottles are out there. We need to encourage the use of reusable containers for takeout and for our beverages. So there are a number of ways New York State can do that by expanding our state bottle deposit law, the bottle bill. We could ban other types of polystyrene. New York State passed a very important law that, and in 2022, we will be banning foamed polystyrene, or styrofoam, as most people know it. But there's other types of polystyrene out there. Rigid polystyrene is also not very recyclable and also very lightweight and tends to pollute our environment. So maybe that's a next step that New York State can take. And of course, we need to see federal action too. And there's legislation called the Break Free from Plastic Pollution Act that would set a number of important policies on plastics federally.
When I was a young whippersnapper, perhaps your age, working for NYPERG back in 1975, you know, is when we first made this effort to, you know, pass the bottle bill, and I helped out in Massachusetts and Connecticut also get it passed, but only about a half dozen states. If the Democrats somehow managed to take, you know, control of Congress and the White House, are we finally going to see a federal bottle bill?
A federal bottle bill would be a fantastic thing to adopt because it is so well documented how a simple thing like a 5-cent deposit, though it should be more at this point, incentivizes consumers to recycle those materials. And because it ends up being the producers responsible for recycling, it separates good quality plastic from the waste stream, it leads to more likely that plastic actually being recycled, which doesn't always happen with municipal or mixed stream recycling. So because we have a splattering of states that use bottle deposit laws versus some that don't, it does lead to confusion. Occasionally people bring bottles from out of state to deposit states to get deposited. It would just be so much easier for the entire country to have a uniform policy that also reduces plastic pollution dramatically and promotes actual effective recycling.
So we've been talking with Liz Moran, the environmental director of NYPERG, NYPERG.org, I believe, and this has been Mark Dunn, Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. Now, there have been two bills, just to finish off in the last 20 seconds, clean air law in Albany County, stop some bad stuff down in Ravenna, and Norlite incinerators, and also the Norlite incinerator, the state law. Has the governor or Dan McCoy signed yet those Albany or state laws?
Not yet. So for Albany County residents, they should absolutely be calling County Executive McCoy to voice their support for the local Albany air law. And they should call Governor Cuomo's office to voice support for a ban on burning of PFAS in cohos. There are huge ramifications, and this precedent-setting, this legislation.